whatever this is, ESPN's number one something podcast. So the challenge is over, guys, but that doesn't mean that you've gotten rid of us yet. I'm joined by CK1K, Charlie Kravitz, Charlie Hume, Elizabeth Fearman, and the newest addition to our podcast family, Allison Turner. Welcome,
Let's go!
This is where you say something.
Now's where you talk, Allison.
For the record, I was clapping.
Say because I don't know what Charlie Hume is doing here if he refuses to watch the show.
Okay, so just no one knows what's going on right now, so let me just catch everybody up. We did a challenge podcast together, minus Allison, and Allison was invited to be in the challenge podcast and never joined the challenge podcast.
Because they didn't watch the show.
Allison was invited to join the challenge podcast and never joined the challenge podcast. And then held it against us forever and said that we excluded her. And none of that was true. And it took
that
off.
That is not true. No. That is not true. How long ago did we discuss doing a podcast, me, you, and Charlie Hume? How long ago?
Me, you, and Charlie Hume discussed doing a podcast, I want to say 4 years ago for the first time.
Three or four years ago.
Sure did.
So it was never a challenge podcast. And then when you guys said, watch this show, I watched it for like 3 minutes. I was like, yeah, I can. So I'm out. So
wait, hold on a second. That's not what you told me.
Yeah.
You said that you couldn't do it because you had a meeting. You just watched the show and you were out. So you didn't join
us? I started watching the show, but I couldn't get into it. So I'm not going to do a podcast on a show that I'm not watching, which
that is where you and I are different, Allison, because I watch 0 minutes of Big Brother and I am still going to do this podcast anyway. So
That's where we're at right now. So we wanted to do a Big Brother podcast because Elizabeth watched the challenge, but Elizabeth's passion is Big Brother, and she knows everything about Big Brother. Allison loves Big Brother. The two Charlies, as far as I know, have never seen Big Brother before this season. Charlie Hume is not going to watch Big Brother this season, but is still here. And I've watched Big Brother for like 2 or 3 seasons, so I don't know a ton about Big Brother, right? So we have to add other things for people who don't like Big Brother. And I'm like, you know what? I like baseball, and Big Brother is BB, and baseball is BB, and Charlie Kravitz loves basketball, which is also BB. So we wanted to name the podcast BB, 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 and that would be the podcast. But I don't think that that's going to take off, and I don't think people are going to love the name BB, BB, BB every week. And I also don't know that people are going to be listening to a podcast that's focused on Big Brother baseball and basketball. We kind of probably need to focus in one direction. So I guess that takes us to where we're starting today. What is this podcast exactly?
Funny you should ask, Billy. I have about 9 ideas to pitch you. Potential podcast.
Not 8 or 10, about 9.
Yeah, roughly 9 ideas. First idea. This one's called Just Lampin'.
Ooh.
Okay.
You know why? There's a great manager. Manager of Chelsea. His name is Frank Lampard. And what could we be? ESPN's number one Chelsea podcast. What do you think?
As a Tottenham fan, I hate that idea. But I like branding ourselves as the number one podcast, wherever, whenever that the subject matter may be. So, okay, I'm intrigued. I'll give it like a 2.5 out of 10.
Allison?
I'll give it. Do we have to talk about Chelsea, or can we just call it that?
We can just call it that.
We can just call it that. I'm in. I'll give it an 8.
Well, just know that there's 9-ish more ideas. So, well, I guess 8-ish
okay.
more ideas.
I'm in.
So.
I like it.
So whatever we do, do we want to brand it ESPN's number one, and then we'll just put the title and keep going with that, or should we start anew and have a new rebrand?
I think if you just enter a space that you have no authority on, you immediately said that you're best in that space, that's probably the best way to do things.
Boom.
Okay. Well, so I have 8 more ideas that I've branded without the ESPN's number one podcast branding, but just imagine if that were on the front end.
Okay.
Next one. I call this one Levitard and Friends Yelp. We review all of the Levitard and Friends podcasts for the week, and we tell the listeners which ones to listen to and which ones to pass on. 5-star rating.
Wow. Okay, so I like the idea, but we are currently in the middle of a podcast where we're talking about a show that all the other podcast hosts have listened to or watched, rather, and I have not watched that show. So you're now asking me to listen to a ton of extra content that I absolutely will not listen to. So for that reason, I'm out.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea. I don't know that I'm going to be listening to 7 hours of podcast to review every week. And then have them be a week old by the time that the podcast comes out.
That's fair. These are half-baked. I got more.
I feel like wouldn't we want to encourage everyone to listen to all of our content.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a goal?
Maybe.
Just play it and then go do something else. You know, go like, you know, mow your lawn, whatever else. Listen to our podcast. Ooh. And then, yeah, and then you're good.
On this Levitard and Friends Yelp podcast, can we, in part of the rankings, like rank them on white noise ability? So like we'll know like this is good for when you're doing laundry. This is good for, you know, if you're going to try to fall asleep. This is good for the gym. This is good for motivation. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. See, this the that. People need to know what they're getting into before they click play.
All right. Which, so that's amazing. So
this next idea I have for you. We don't really have much for Charlie Hume if he's going to refuse to watch Big Brother. So this one is really directed as a Charlie-centric segment. I call it Fad Pod.
Ooh.
And it just, we go through Charlie's fads and he gives us an oral history of what he's currently completely obsessed with. It could be hockey, it could be soccer, it could be golf, it could be slightly too short shorts, it could be, you know, mid-calf socks, this one. Whatever we're going, Fad Pod.
Okay, yep. So this is just a segment on the pod, Fad Pod.
Yeah, so I'm 100% in on this. Yeah, I think a little bit of context on this is I decided that I was going to get back into playing ice hockey, which I played for like maybe 2 years between like ages 5 and 7, maybe a little longer, like 5 to age 9. And so I decided like a couple months ago that I'd try to get back into playing hockey. Did that for maybe 2 months. And now I'm in the process of trying to find the time to list all of my equipment on an app called Sideline Swap to sell it all because I'm done playing hockey. I'm now currently obsessed with the game of golf. So, okay, I can get behind this because yeah, that works.
I like this. I also feel like you should let people know like what your username is or whatever. So if people want to go and buy Charlie's like skates, they can buy Charlie's skates.
Like when Fessy listed his challenge stuff on eBay.
Exactly like that.
Please, if you're in the market for used, lightly, very lightly used hockey equipment, please like tweet at me or send me a message on Instagram or something, whatever that is. I will sell to you at a steeply discounted rate.
How many times would you say you realistically use most of the equipment you're selling for hockey?
Can't have been more than 8 times. Yeah.
Next pod. I call this idea Bingzo, but it's essentially Lorenzo Bingo. So it's turning this into a game show. We each list 6 words or topics that we think we can get Lorenzo to ramble about. And we try and guide him to say those words. And each time he goes to that topic, we check it off. And the first one to get a Bingzo wins.
Wow.
This is my favorite so far.
We can't let him know what we're doing, though.
No. We bring him on every single week for a Lorenzo, and we just try and guide him to talk about the exact words that we've all listed out.
So no one's going to know this when they're listening to this, but I feel like sharing this with you guys anyways. Last night we did, Charlie Kravitz did a Lauer After Hours podcast. So we decided it'd be fun to crash this podcast recording session. And I joined, and Charlie Hume joined, and Elizabeth joined, and Lorenzo joined. And it quickly went from talking about Charlie Kravitz and his duties on HQ and his rise in the industry or whatever it was, to Lorenzo taking us on a road trip across America and where it is that he would take us to. So it was incredible. So I feel like Bingzo is a possible. I think it might be easier than you guys think it would be. It's basically who gets first crack at Lorenzo to get him to talk about whatever they want to talk about, because he has something on everything.
I love any time we can put Lorenzo in a little box and let him do fun little games. So, and you know, be on the lookout for Charlie Kravitz's Lauer After Hours podcast, because you're going to find an Ela's recipe in there. And that's probably the thing I missed the most. That's
a great Ela's recipe.
Wait, Allison, are you still there? I am still there.
All right, hold on a second.
Should we redo Ela's recipe now? Or,
time
or,
out,
or,
guys. Wait, hold on a second. Allison.
Yeah.
Please stop doing what you're doing.
I just muted the camera. It's no big deal. I'm not stepping on anyone.
We can't see you and don't know when you're there and when you're busy doing. Allison's joined us on this Zoom, and that's how we're recording this. Allison doesn't like being on camera, but much to our delight, she was on camera.
Oh!
Do you have a balloon? What is that?
No, it's like when you were talking about fads, below is like a Pilates ball. So
right, that would have been great when we were talking about fads if we could see the fad.
I know. I just picked it up and I was like, perfect.
What do you do?
You're supposed to like put it on your back and like so you can be like position it so you can work on your core, you know.
Oh.
Or you have it like, but like,
watch out, Charlie's gonna get into Pilates right now.
Do you see the wheels turning?
I could love to work on my core right now.
Yeah, I remember I was doing a lot of yoga at what was the name of that yoga place out on Alton Road in Miami Beach?
Was it like Green Monkey or something like that?
Yeah, I had a sweatshirt from there. That was a great place. It was a great little restaurant. Such a good time when you were here.
Remember when we did hot yoga, Charlie?
I do. With the instructor, Hillary Packin. Shout out Hillary Packin. Best yoga instructor of all time. We did it with her for the fusion version of the Levitard show. Yeah, I miss that. I miss that a lot.
I feel like hot yoga is a terrible, terrible experience.
I thought I was going to die. It was so hot in there.
Yeah, it sounds so just awful.
Well, and so I hate to say
you like it, Charlie?
Well, this goes into Charlie Kravitz because I thought that was real hot yoga when I did it with Billy. And then when I got to D.C., I sat next to Charlie Kravitz. I was like, hey, he's like, I go to hot yoga all the time. You should go to this place. I got crushed. It was an extended class. It was a 90-minute instead of a 60-minute. Right. I wanted to walk out of 60 minutes. I don't know. And I sweat through my entire – you know how you put like a towel on top of your mat? Sweat through the entire thing in like 30 minutes, and it was the last like 60
mile.
Total show.
You leave feeling so good. Anyway, so we're not going to be a yoga pod. But can I tell you this, comes from Eliz's recipes, and the most passionate I've ever heard Charlie Hume – Billy and Allison is when they're talking about Arby's. can I sell you on a food pod? And mostly for the tagline, these takes will be spicy.
can I make a confession? Last week I had 5 Whoppers.
Wow, that's awesome.
So many Whoppers.
And it was not in 5 sittings, mind you.
It was 5 different days. I kept going back.
Oh, I thought you had multiple Whoppers in one day.
How many times do you have multiple Whoppers in one day?
I've never had multiple Whoppers in one day.
I rescind my take.
Was it 5 straight days?
It wasn't 5 straight days. It's like I'll like mentally try to justify why I'm having the Whopper. So like if I play like a bad round of golf, I'm like, I'm going to go have a sad Whopper. And then I have a sad Whopper and I feel a lot better.
If you have a good round of golf, a celebratory Whopper.
Celebratory Whopper. Exactly. I mean, I was just thinking
Whopper
like
for every mood.
Well, you know how Burger King, they have like the really unique sort of shirts they wear when they serve you that kind of look like a burger?
Yeah, uniforms.
Imagine if you sponsored a golfer. If Burger King sponsored a golfer and you had like these unique like designer Burger King shirts, that would kill.
Anyways, hold on. What happened to the basketball tournament we were going to sponsor?
He never emailed me back. I don't know what that may actually be happening, or like this next weekend or something like that. I guess the challenge pod's over, so we can't sponsor it. But there is something to be said for the fact that Burger King flame broils their patties. When I have a Whopper, what it feels like to me is it's like
heaven.
It tastes like a cookout burger. You're with your family, you're having a cookout, and it just tastes like the fast food version of that type of burger. And that's why I love Whoppers. People hate on Whoppers and they shouldn't.
Hold on a second, because this is an interesting point. Because if I remember correctly, Allison has never had a Burger King burger.
I've never had a Burger King. You haven't either?
No.
What?
I've never had a burger. Yep.
Nope. But you've gone to Burger King, Allison, right?
I've had from Burger King a chicken sandwich, the original chicken sandwich. Why? And I've had their fries, and their fries I'm not a fan of.
Have you had their fries?
I think I've had their fries, but I didn't particularly care about them. Like, McDonald's is clearly the number one fast food.
Wow, guys,
fry.
Come on, hold on. We're looking for sponsors here.
By the way, have you had their chicken fries?
Frozen Coke.
Dude, that's
the electric factory.
Whopper a la carte, no fries, medium frozen Coke.
This is actually a very timely conversation because for my dinner tonight, I'm trying to recreate and healthify the Shake Shack chicken sandwich.
No, just go to the King. Go to the King.
Oh, no, Shake Shack's so good.
Wait a second.
It feels like we have a window of opportunity here to get an Ela's recipe for the recreation of the Shake Shack. How are you going to go about trying to recreate the Shake Shack chicken sandwich?
So, first part, I am not amending at all. It is a Martin's potato roll. Nothing better. Chef's kiss perfection.
Bless you.
Then I'm doing an air fried chicken filet.
Ooh.
Some shredded lettuce. And then I'm doing dill pickles, of course. And then I'm making my own sauce with a combo of light mayo, Greek yogurt, and then ranch seasoning, like very heavy-handed ranch seasoning. So I'm trying, and then I'm going to air fry some crinkle cut fries. So I'm trying to make a slightly less caloric version of the bomb chicken sandwich from Shake Shack.
What do you mean light mayo? Do you mean light on the mayo or actually like light mayo?
Light, sorry. It's like, it is like not a normal mayo. Amount of mayonnaise, jeez. But it is light mayonnaise.
What's
not
your mayo?
Not real mayonnaise.
Hellman's. Sorry, I know Duke's is great, but
I'm a Duke's guy, but you know.
What is Duke's?
No, what? You've been here for like five minutes, and you're like,
I've seen Duke's mayo, but I've never had mayo because I feel like there's only one option.
You've never had mayo?
I have, but not Duke's mayo.
I'm not gonna lie, guys. The food pod, the takes are already spicy.
Dude, this is pretty good. I think we can be a food pod. Billy, do you remember when Burger King sponsored the show briefly when I was in Miami and they sent us hot dogs in the studio?
Oh, BK dogs were so good.
BK dogs.
Okay, so there's like no fast food on the beach, or there's not like a ton of fast food on the
except
beach, right?
BK.
So there's a BK right when you come in and go out. Man, I would get BK so often. I downloaded a BK app and I just start using coupons because like I could get a $5 Whopper meal, but if I go to the drive-thru, it's like $8.50 or something like that. So I'm like, dude, I go to BK so much, I could just put in these coupes, get some discounted BK. I would get sometimes a Whopper, but I also wanted the dog, so I'd get a burger and a dog. It was so delicious, and I'd put ketchup and mustard on it. I would eat that dog on the causeway as I was driving. Man, probably not safe. I don't know how I didn't drop the dog and make a mess in the car, but oh man, BK dogs, what happened to those?
And BK dogs, they do, I don't know how people feel about how like their dog prepared, but they do the thing where they slice it open the middle so you can throw the condiments inside the sliced open part, and it grills it a little bit better too. Like
sliced open hot dogs are a game changer. Just more surface,
more surface area
for crust and grill marks and
chef's
kiss.
Did you guys ever have
somebody from BK's listening to this? I mean, this is like we're kind
of. I mean,
of
BK. When we were a challenge pod, BK's very notoriously tied to the challenge.
Yeah, that is why I decided to have a Whopper. Like they got me on the challenge. Like
SponCon. SponCon.
It worked. Like Rogan with the little king hat eating the burgers. Like I need to have a Whopper. And like now I'm in.
Allison. You don't know this, but when we were doing the challenge podcast, Charlie created some sort of giveaway for some reason. And we're like, you can't just give stuff away. We don't have anything to give away. And I think the prize was he was going to retweet you or something like that, right? So he then took it upon himself to reach out to these people that did something that he asked them to do. And he said, go to Burger King. You can spend up to $50 and I'm going to Venmo you $50 so you can throw yourself a Burger King feast. And then they sent him pictures, and Charlie just gave away $50 at Burger King to two random guys because they like retweeted something he did.
Okay, so I think you and I need to try
a Burger King burger.
No,
I have
you know,
it right here.
I was actually
we
thinking.
We don't have these.
No, guys, for next week, we're going to like Uber Eats you guys Burger King while we're doing this so that you can have Burger King.
So
I'm a Burger King burger, but Billy, I think you need to have a Shake Shack burger because you've never had a Burger King.
Billy, you've never had Shake Shack?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Allison, you used to order Shake Shack like twice a week to the studio.
No, I've had
Shake Shack. There was a Shake Shack that used to have like a ping pong table on like Sunset or something, or like US 1.
I love Shake Shack.
Same.
You said you've never had Shake Shack.
Okay, well.
I'm only repeating.
Yo, for the record, Shake Shack, super underrated hot dog.
So that's actually funny you mentioned that because my new order at Shake Shack now is instead of doing burger and fries, is doing I get a dog and I get the little chicken bites.
The chicken bites are so good.
Shake Shack's like low key good at chicken.
Yeah,
right. That's what made me want the sandwich, but I'm just gonna make my own.
Let me just tell you what this guy ordered. His name is at KC Danny P, like DANIP on Twitter, and he got a 10-piece chicken nuggets with honey mustard sauce, a 4-piece mozzarella sticks, an 8-piece jalapeno bites. He got 4 chocolate chip cookies. He got a Big King XL. I don't even know what that is with no pickles. I guess it's like another type of burger. A large fry, a large Dr. Pepper, another Big King XL, another large fry, another large Dr. Pepper, and that was only $29.36. You can get a lot of bang for your buck at the King.
That was like two entrees and many appetizers.
I told them to go big.
They have like an 8-piece chicken nugget now at Burger King that's like $1 for 8 chicken nuggets. It's incredible. I'm going on the app right now. I want to tell you all the deals that Burger King has going on right now. They're not a sponsor, by the way. I don't know why we're doing this, but
yeah, I think it's pretty obvious which of Charlie Kravitz's ideas is working well, the best thus far. I mean, I love to hear the rest of them. I love to hear the rest of them, but that was a great debut of the food pod.
Well, don't forget, guys, we're gonna get to Big Brother soon because this is a Big Brother pod, so we'll get to that.
I only have 1, 2, 3 more ideas. I'm gonna chop one off.
I gotta be honest with you. I think my favorite is still Fad Pod.
Really?
Yeah, even though we did all this food talk.
Food pod. I'm heating up. Okay, well, what's next on the list, Kyle?
So two of these are bad ideas, and one of them I think is a kind of good idea.
Well, let's hear them.
I'll go with the bad idea first. Everyone knows about drunk history. Everyone knows that in quarantine, you drink a little bit more. You're at home. You're not going anywhere. Have a casual Wednesday drink. Drunk predictions.
Wow.
We just predict things that are going to happen in the future as we get more drunk.
Okay.
See, that told you, bad idea. These are the layers of good ones and some bad ones.
Charlie's so nice. Okay.
I mean, that's a little bit,
yeah.
There's nothing more crushing than a Charlie Hume. Okay.
Okay.
You know what he used to do when he was down here? He would just, I swear to God, this is what he said. He's like, that's an idea. And you know, then I got, like, no, you know, like, what, oh, you know that idiot. Began?
I don't know if people, actually, this is so funny. So for people who also watch First Things First, the Fox Sports 1 show with Nick Wright, know that now one of the co-hosts on that show is Kevin Wildes. And Kevin Wildes was like, was like CP, executive, like various different roles on ESPN shows for a while before he moved into this. Like he worked with guys who were at ESPN and left and went to work at Fox. And they would always say that when they would test out the concept version of these shows, they would always use Wildes' talent because he was so good in those sort of roles. And so they're finally like, well, why don't we just make him talent because he's so good at it? But he has this like this brilliant creative mind. And so when I was like younger and in these groups working with him, and you're like trying to pitch him ideas and get stuff, like that was always his response. If you could tell, you like, oh yeah, that's an idea. And you're like, wow, I just want to just curl up in a ball and just hide under my desk right now.
Are you still in contact?
You took that line and crushed other people's dreams with it.
Are you still in contact with him, Charlie? Because I have an idea for him.
Okay. Yeah, I can be. What do you got for me?
All right. You guys know, obviously, what happened with Nick Cannon. He had his
Oh, I know where this is going. This is great.
He had his things, and he kind of got canceled, and he lost a bunch of jobs except for the Masked Singer, right? Because he apologized. They accept his apology. What if we start a new show, kind of like a comedy show-ish, more or less, kind of like a rap battle situation. We called it Wildes and Out.
Ooh, wait, so, okay, how is this going to work? So, wait, it's Nick Cannon and Wildes?
No, Nick Cannon's out.
Yeah, Nick Cannon's canceled.
Kevin Wildes takes over.
Big-time anti-Semite. We're not Nick Cannon.
Wildes is the new... Okay, I think there's something there. I think there's something there.
Maybe it doesn't have to be kind of like a comedy show. We can kind of play with it. Right now, I'm just married to the name, Wildes and Out.
Maybe it's a segment on First Things First.
Wow. No. Well, no? How about this? Why don't we add it like as a podcast segment and try it out that way? So we'll have Wildes and Out. We'll have Fad Pod. We'll have Bingzo. And maybe we'll talk about Big Brother at some point. Who knows?
Maybe we'll get Kevin Wildes to be a guest on the show.
Here you go.
I was just going to say that.
How about that? You're a talent producer, Allison. I'm sure you can look at that. Look at that. Brought it full circle.
Here you go, Charlie. Not the worst idea.
I like it.
All right. So this one is initially what I had written down was basically a podcast to put people to sleep. And that was a podcast that came from what our BB idea, which is to talk about baseball and just like have, you know, people who are mostly uneducated about baseball slowly put people to sleep, not understanding war, not understanding sabermetrics. But before the show, we got really jacked up talking about 90s and early 2000s baseball players. So I think we should be the Levitard and Friends baseball podcast, but we just are talking about the golden era when guys were just juiced up and hitting taters.
I have an idea to go off on that, Charlie Kravitz. And Eliz, you're the one that inspired me for this idea because you were telling us about your fandom of the Red Sox.
Of Nomar, specifically.
Of Nomar.
Very specifically.
And then we found out Charlie Hume is a big fan of Willy Mopeña for some reason, and he used to be a bat boy for him.
Bombs.
Something. So here's my idea for this podcast. We just track down everybody's first favorite player, and that's all we do. We have one episode per person, and you're like, hey, when I was 6 years old, you were my favorite player. And that's what we do. Now, Allison's favorite player when she was 6 years old, maybe dead
now. I know,
it's
going to be like 100. Yeah, that's, I knew we were going there.
Who was your favorite player when you were 6 years old?
I'm not saying it.
Why not?
I'm not saying it. Because it's going to age me and you're going to do your whole thing.
What whole thing?
What
exactly
if you just do it?
Just
what if you just say it and then Billy doesn't do his whole thing?
Yeah, I promise.
That is his thing.
I won't do my whole thing.
I promise none of us will do a whole thing if you just say it.
You did a
70% thing.
Joke about like some dating show. You're like, you should go on that seniors edition. Like, you just have your.
That's not what I meant.
What is it that you meant? You took out citizens.
I said, like, I was trying to get her in on this show called Are You the One that was on MTV. Like, not in, like, to participate. I was trying to get her in to watch.
You don't have to revisit the joke.
Well, you just said it. I'm trying to share for the audience what's going on. So I was trying to get Allison. Oh, now we can't see her anymore. She's probably out on this. So we were doing like a local hour or something like a long time ago. And I was like, you should watch Are You the One? And then I said, oh, let me register you. I'll get you on like a seniors edition of Are You the One? And she got like really upset by this. But the thing is like,
I didn't get really upset. I don't care.
You yelled at me. Like, I would say, what percentage would you say of the things that we've done afterwards has been you telling me you need to take that out, or I can't believe you did that to me? Like, in the moment it was fine, but afterwards you were like really upset that I said something.
No, there's been a handful, but I don't think it had to do with your senior citizens joke.
It wasn't senior citizens. It's just you know,
in seniors edition.
I didn't say
my
seniors.
Bad. My bad.
Maybe
it's all right. I'm old.
Allison, just tell us who your favorite.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
who's
mean
your favorite?
Mean Joe Green. Mean
wow.
Joe Green.
He
played for the Steelers.
He's a football player.
Oh my god, you guys are the worst.
That's not even a baseball player.
Who was your first favorite baseball player?
Mean Joe Green was a baseball player.
No, Mean Joe Green was a football player. He played for the Steelers.
I mean, are you in? Okay.
Anyway,
okay, go back to it. You looking him up? Is that what you just did?
No, because we all know who Mean Joe Green is.
Except for Charlie.
Wait, is Mean Joe Green a baseball player? Do I have that wrong? No. Okay.
No, he's definitely
he's
a football player.
Okay.
He's
I was going to say.
Not a baseball
he's
player.
Only 73.
We were talking about Willy Mopeña briefly. Guy hit absolute bombs. Okay.
Tanks.
Do you remember another Pena? Do you remember Carlos Pena?
Of course.
All right. Carlos Pena. So I was a bat boy at the time was the San Francisco Giants AAA affiliate, the Fresno Grizzlies. And in their park in right field, like they have like the right field fence. It was like, I don't know, like 320-ish, 330, something like that. And like the corner. And then they had like a whole like section row of seats. And they had like a concourse behind that. And then they had the very back, this little stand that it was like the Mariachi Monday stand. They'd have a mariachi band come and play every Monday night at the park. And I will never forget this. I was bat boying for the away team, and Carlos Pena hit a ball over the top of the Mariachi Monday stand while they were playing music there. And I was like, that's one of the most amazing feats I've ever, like, I was like so enamored with Carlos Pena at that point in time. Cause it was just like, it was one of the great, the only other thing I've seen that's on that level is I was at the World Series game when Barry Bonds hit the home run off of Troy Percival that
still
did not
landed.
Drop a single inch when it was like a line drive, like two or three decks up. Those are the two hardest hit balls I've ever seen in my entire life. So I'm in on baseball pod because I love talking about.
Here's the thing: it's like I think we could spend entire episodes on these people. Like I could talk about Eric Chavez and Miguel Tejada's white cleats and incredible gear for 90 minutes.
So. Allison, have you rethought who your favorite baseball player is since you said Mean Joe Green before?
Oh, you didn't say baseball. You said your favorite player when you were younger. You didn't say baseball.
Okay, who's your favorite baseball player?
When I was a kid?
Now, whenever.
Current favorite player? Can sure. I think about that?
Okay, how about it when you were a kid, and we'll just come back to you on the other one.
Why don't we have Eliz tell us about her Nomar fandom, and then I'll buy some time for Allison to think about a baseball player.
Well, because I'm sending this something out. Sorry.
Okay.
What if we every week, Allison, our new baseball podcast is we just book an old player, like not old because I know that you get mad if I say a former player.
I mean, you can say old. It's okay. Okay, I'm old.
What if we just book a former player every week and you just tell them how they were your favorite player, but you don't know who the player is until they're on. So every week it'll be a surprise. They're like, Allison, guess what? We just booked your favorite baseball player ever. Rocco Baldelli, and then you just go off on how much you love Rocco Baldelli.
You know that he was number 5 on the Red Sox after Nomar?
Yes. What, didn't he have like a, he had like some sort of like really serious medical condition where he got like really fatigued, right? Yeah. Man. We're talking about Pokey Reese. Love Pokey Reese.
It's saucy mitts. Real saucy mitts.
That guy was such a good fielder. Do you guys remember Jason Kendall? That guy was a grinder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember Jason Bay? Pirates had some sneaky cool players back in the day.
Yeah. Number one, Barry Lamar Bonds.
Barry Lamar Bonds.
All right. So we just knocked out the BB from BBBBBB. So baseball is checked off. We still haven't gotten to basketball or Big Brother, but maybe we'll get to those. What are your remaining ideas?
I just have one, and it's super trollish. I don't even want to say it, but I'll just say it.
Just say it.
Mom Pod. Why can't we talk to some moms?
Okay, all right. Can I share my idea for Dad Pod that I shared with you guys privately? Is that appropriate if I share that?
I don't know.
You can always edit it out. I was just thinking, you know, in the last couple months, we saw the Call Her Daddy podcast in the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we saw the fact that one of the Call Her Daddy hosts continued doing the podcast. And another one is kind of out of work right now, right? And we have this other amazing pod on the Levitard and Friends Network, the Dad Pod, hosted by none other than Chris Cody and Roy Bellamy. I was just thinking, if I think her name's Sophia, she's looking for a gig, and she was on the Call Her Daddy Pod, what better way to land on your feet than joining the Dad Pod? Just a thought.
I was trying to get Charlie Kravitz to get Sophia to co-host HQ so hard when that whole thing was happening. I'm like, you need to get Sophia to co-host with Dan one day. But I feel like he would not have been in for Sophia's shenanigans. So I have a couple notes here that I wanted to go over in terms of what we should do.
Wait, can I say something about Charlie's ideas?
Yeah.
Or no? Can we do like a favorite thing, like a thing, like not so much food-wise, it could be food, but also like products?
It sounds like you want to do Fad Pod yourself.
Kinda. I mean, just not Fad Pod. I don't know if I love the name, but definitely like favorite things.
Can I say this, Allison? Every product that you have suggested that I purchased for my wife, she has loved. You're like
really?
Batting 1,000. Yeah. Actually, I think you recommended a certain type of razor a few months ago, and she had just bought her razor.
The Billy.
Yeah, and she got rid of her other razor to get the Billy because, and now she's
on. Is it hanging in your shower on the thing?
It sure is. Sometimes it slips off and falls and scares me when I'm like, my eyes are closed and I'm shampooing.
Well, Allison just walked away.
I just am trying to get up and get this off. So what do you guys think? Favorites?
Yeah, what's your favorite thing? You can have your favorite thing this episode. What's your favorite thing?
I have to think about it. I have to put some thought into it.
Did you think of a baseball player?
Something in there that's... Coming back to that too. I wasn't thinking about it, no.
Oh, okay. All right. So we'll get back to you on your favorite baseball player and what product you want to talk about. Eliz, I feel like this is kind of a bait and switch because you thought we were going to talk about Big Brother, which it's one of your favorite shows, right? Maybe it's not and you just like it and I'm just saying that it's one of your favorite shows.
I really love it in the summer, but here is my problem with taking on the role of historian that Mr. Krabs so perfectly did during the challenge season, is I love Big Brother so much in the summer. And then the day after the finale, I purge every piece of information about that season from my brain. And I don't remember who won, what year it was. Like I'm not good.
So here's why that's not helpful. Because one, I thought you were going to be the historian of the show. And two of the members of this podcast have not seen the show. One refuses to see the show, even knowing that we're probably going to talk about this show on the podcast. Two, this is an all-star season. So I've seen like...
That's helpful.
I've seen like three seasons. I don't know who almost anybody is on this season. I know like four people.
The take on Big Brother is completely true. I don't know who anybody is. I'm looking at it. I watched it today.
You don't know about Meow Meow?
I don't know.
Yes, the Meow Meow. My fun fact about the Meow Meow is I used to be Facebook friends with
him. But you're not anymore? Did he unfriend you or did he unfriend him?
I don't remember, but I'm still Facebook friends with someone from his season, which would lead me to believe he defriended me. It was when I was super into Big Brother, I don't know, 8 to 12 years ago, maybe more, and I was just...
You do get oddly invested in these people, like who's sleeping with who, who's screwing over who, and then...
That's something about this season that's going to suck because everybody's either married or in serious committed relationships, has kids or whatever. So there's not going to be any showmances. And this is all going to be about gameplay, which is kind of boring. I'm at the phase in Big Brother right now, which is not great since we're starting a Big Brother podcast, where the first couple of weeks seem to really drag. And it's like, I don't think I'm going to watch this season. And then once like you're like 2 or 3 weeks in, it picks up and you're like, okay, I'm invested now. I got to do it. But right now, not great. Quick recap. Cody wins HOH. There's a new twist. What do you guys think of the new twist? The safety suite.
Hold on 1 second. What an athlete. Jumping off those those things. Yeah, I mean, as a challenge fan, how did we get stuck with his angry elf brother, Polly, when you have this guy who can like gallop across his platforms?
Polly was on the challenge.
Yeah.
Yes. And he sort of turned into a villain.
Yeah.
Polly was on Big Brother too, but Cody is the nicer, more affable brother of the two. But Memphis went before him on that HOH challenge. And I feel like, so essentially they had to hop from these little stools across the finish line.
Some of which were like on springs, so they would move.
And some of them were solid ground and some were on springs. So you never knew where you could jump. I feel like Cody went second after Memphis. And I think that some of the little stools were still wobbling. And they made a point after Cody went to make sure that the next contestant waited. So I think Cody had a bit of an unfair advantage there.
Hmm. Major scandal in week one.
Can I tell you guys like some gossip, even though it doesn't matter to CK and JT? I mean, CH. You guys, like, how do you differentiate between the two Charlies? What do you say?
Mr. Krabs.
We're for you to call the wrong one of us Charlie, and then we say wrong Charlie. Yeah, that's how it kind of works.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to mean anything to either of you. But Nicole, apparently...
Nicole Derek, F or Nicole A?
It's a Charlie situation.
Nicole F. Has a really annoying voice.
Nicole F.
Wow.
Yes. So, apparently Derek, who was on with Cody and season? Won 1 year, was supposed to be on this season. And somebody else. There were two people. And Nicole came in and like basically got them out. I don't know what she did. She basically outed them to Big Brother and was like, they're talking about game. They're already aligning like before the season. So there's all this like, and then on the show, Nicole and Cody are aligning.
Derek is one of my probably top two Big Brother players of all time.
Yeah, I did like him.
Derek and Billy Dan Geesling.
See, Billy, you're not invested. You don't know these people. Charlie Kravitz is falling asleep. Charlie Hume, let me see you because I can't see you. You're probably out. You got to watch an episode.
I'm looking at golf memes on Instagram.
Wow. It's any good ones?
Dude, there are some great golf memes on Instagram.
I don't know if you saw Charlie Hume's tweet about Shane Lowry. A lot of views on that fire tweet.
A lot of views on that, thanks to Allison immediately calling me out for having verification on Twitter. Thanks a lot, Allison, for that. But yeah, about 30,000 views on Shane Lowry.
Wow.
Dude, this dude straight up snapped a steel shafted iron over his knee during the PGA Championship. I was impressed. I'm a Shane Lowry fan now.
Did you say golfers aren't athletes?
Did you put up like a video and it got 30,000 views?
Yeah, I put up a video and then Allison immediately retweeted and said, how are you verified?
I mean, because can we talk about that for a second? Because you got really lucky. Let's revisit.
Not
that
lucky.
Time.
He used
you
us.
Yourself, yeah, you got yourself verified somehow.
Not somehow.
Nobody knows how you did it.
I know how he did it. I know exactly how he did it.
He used all of us.
This is what he did. This is what Charlie Hume did to get himself verified. Right? He was down here working for Fusion, And
ooh, guys, I'm gonna get you verified.
Exactly.
Just tell me how many. Change your picture. Change mm-hmm. your whatever.
Put a header. Like, make a 2-point verification.
Yeah. Blah, blah. Yeah, make a 2-point verification.
All this stupid bullshit that he made us do. Like, do this, do that. You're gonna get verified. Yeah. Sure, everyone's gonna get a blue check mark. Blah, 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 blah. Right. And I would love to see the actual email that he sent, because he then sent an email.
I think I had it. Hold on.
Look to see if you can find it. Hold on a second. He sent an email where he put a description of everyone and why they needed to be verified, right? So, like, he puts himself, I believe, at the
very
top.
Bottom. No, the very
no
bottom.
Way.
Very
no
bottom.
Way.
Jason, at
way.
The very bottom.
Not at the very bottom. No.
Very bottom.
No chance in hell. Because the results were you sent you, Roy, Mike, Chris, me, Allison, and I don't know if you sent anyone else, right? So if you were at the very bottom, how is it that Mike, Roy, and you got verified, me, Allison, and Chris did not, when Allison could have actually used the verification to book guests? What were the descriptions that you were deemed one of the most necessary people to get verified, but okay. no one else was?
I think
His
face right now is nervous.
I know it is, because he only sent me the part of that you wrote. Thanks. In the meantime, Charlie's account was verified, but the other two were not deemed verifiable at this point in time.
I don't do the deeming.
You're
I don't
such
do the deeming.
You are a salesman. You put horrible descriptions for all of us so they could say, you know what? This person is important and everyone else is kind of crappy. We can get them verified. It's just one person. You use the rest of us as like bad examples to look better so that you could get verified. Yes.
If I remember this correctly, I think I have this correct, where basically what had happened was there were two passes.
Tagged on both of those guys because they had the most followers.
I think yes, Mike was the only person that got verified first pass.
No, Mike, Roy, and you. No, it was the
because there was a second pass, and that's when Roy and I got verified. I think what happened at that point was because I had a contact at ESPN or Twitter or something like that, where I think she was getting sick and tired of getting my emails. And I think she realized she's no longer
with the company.
So I think she looked at my email or my name on the email and was like, okay, this guy is not going to stop bothering me until I verify him. And you know what? She was right. She verified me, and I never sent another email again. So it was great strategy on her part. I don't know why I got verified. Maybe it's because I was tweeting out like a lot of videos from the show at that point in time, and so it needed to seem legit. I'm fairly certain. Yeah, I mean, I definitely did some gaming of the system there, where I was like, yeah, you know, I put out videos from the show and need to seem legit. So, you know, I wasn't upset to receive the blue check mark, but I made a strong case for everybody on the show, and it's a real shame they didn't deem you credible for verification. So
when I first met Charlie, he was very proud of the blue check mark, and I was sort of in awe of it, because I was like, look at this, like, he's one of us. He's got the blue check mark. And he turns to me and goes, CH6K, what do you think?
Now we're going to
get 6,000 followers.
Now we're bringing it full circle to CK1K.
You know what he did, right? How did it work, Allison, where like Angel then redid his face with a blue check mark?
I think
Allison had a cake made. Allison, you there? You there?
So Cody nominated Keisha and Kevin.
Allison. Allison made a birthday cake for me with a blue check mark on it. That was what Angel did. That was where Angel came in.
There's lots of cake stories, but do you remember, without naming names,
there's lots of cake stories,
that there was a someone's cake, they loved the cake so much that they just took it and didn't let anyone cut the cake and have a piece. They just took the cake home.
I do remember that, which is so weird, where it's like, I gotta go.
We blew out the birthday candles, and the person's like, I gotta go. I just took the cake, and no one had a piece of the cake.
Entire cake. And it's not like I would get a little cake that was for five people. It was a big cake.
Allison, yeah, do you remember when you sent us Georgetown cupcakes for the yearly Christmas thing? and someone in our office.
The Cupcake Bandit.
The Cupcake Bandit, without naming names, decided they'd take a third of the cupcakes and just leave. This person, like, just straight up just took a third of the cupcakes.
Allison, you sent 48 cupcakes, and one dude who barely works in our office took 16 of them. He took Tupperware out of the communal kitchen and took solo cups, or like the paper, wax paper cups, and was stacking the cupcakes in them so he could fill out the Tupperware to take it home.
This guy, what? Like, we got the cupcakes at 11 a.m. and at 4:15, this guy strolls in and takes a dozen cupcakes. I wanted to choke slam him. I could not believe it.
Yeah, I can tell in your face you're still upset about this.
It's still one of the things that upsets me the most about. Yeah, I can't.
Let it go.
Those are Georgetown cupcakes.
Wait, I have a question about what you guys get in D.C. You've got Milk Bar, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
Yes.
The cake and the crack pie. Ooh, we're only okay for
back
the
on food pod now. How about that?
How about the crack pie, which they no longer apparently call crack pie because it's not nice.
I mean, Kravitz, what do you like at Milk Bar?
I really like the truffles, and that's pretty much it.
That's right, dude. Kravitz is like a great. If you have a birthday, he'll bring you the truffle balls, and you will love them.
Or
Liz,
bacon
wire
cupcakes.
You upset because I know you want to try the cake, right?
The cake's unreal.
Well. No, I mean, I think the cake's pretty. No one has ever said it's been the best cake they've ever had. So my mom recreated it for me last year on my birthday.
Wait a second. That is, I dispute that heavily because that is the best birthday cake.
I do too.
Really? When we did Stupidity a couple months ago, we had Rory McIlroy on, and he was saying that that was like his favorite birthday cake of all time.
Oh yeah, I remember they sent it to him. I was jealous.
And then like a bunch of people sent it to him after, like when they heard it and sent him extra cakes. But like that's like universally the best birthday cake that exists.
Oh, I didn't know that. And Charlie Kravitz just said that the only thing he likes are the truffles. So I didn't.
I'm just a person who likes slightly more savory desserts, slightly less sugar, and there it's like this. It's like an amazing cake to have like a really like a sliver of. It's like it's like really really sweet. So I understand that it's like
checked out on this conversation.
People love it, not for me.
I feel like we need to get things back on track because we were supposed to talk about Big Brother and we have not gotten to Big Brother. So like on the old podcast, what we would do, because Allison seems to still want to talk about all kinds of things that have nothing to do with
anything. I want to talk about Homeland with Charlie because he was watching it. Where are you?
Great. You could call him, right?
We just finished season three and now, should I say the spoiler?
It's been like 10 years. Yeah. So yeah, you're good.
Okay, spoiler alert. This is a Homeland spoiler alert. Please pause now and skip ahead or stop listening. So end of season three, Brody dies, right?
Oh no, I never knew.
Wait,
that.
Can I actually?
The end of season two.
Can I tell you something else? And this is like so funny.
Amanda's
gonna get really mad at me because she's coming
season
in here now.
Season four.
So no, that's season three. Season three.
It's not.
He's watching it now.
It's 100% season three.
It's 100% season.
He just watched it.
Go look at it. So Amanda's mad at me now. She's gonna get mad at me. He gets hung on a crane.
That's season four.
No, it's not, Allison. Just go look it up. Anyway, Allison, just trust me on this. Just trust me on it. All right?
I know.
So,
okay.
So Amanda's been like super stressed out, like with school and everything else, like work, you know, and everything. So she's seen this show now. Like this is her third time watching it, right? So we watched the episode where Brody is like getting hung from a crane and like Carrie's crying and everything. And like, she just starts like sobbing. I'm like, are you okay?
You know,
like, is there somebody to tell me about it? She was like, I don't know. I'm just like really emotional about this. And I was like, what is going on right now? Like, I knew it was going to happen. Someone spoiled it for me ahead of time. But it was like, I had a very deeply emotional experience at the end of season three of Homeland because Amanda was just like sobbing. Because Brody was hanging from a crane, so
you're right. Season
yeah, three. Season yeah, three, episode 12.
Yeah.
He's so, currently
really
watching
like
it.
I don't yeah. like to be wrong. I'm
you don't
sorry.
Say.
I don't know if I'm going to keep watching. Actually, I think I'm going to watch the show that you recommended to us with Jennifer Aniston in it. I'm going to switch over to that.
The morning show.
The morning show. Yeah, yeah. I think we're going to check that out next.
On Apple TV.
Yeah. But yeah, well, now we're a Homeland pod too.
Well, okay, guys, so we're kind of wrapping up here.
Can we just do a TV pod?
Okay. Back to Allison. What do you want now, Allison?
I mean, are you regretting asking me, by the way?
You just seem difficulty focusing on one
thing. Allison was the last ingredient. If this was like an Ela's recipe, Allison was the last ingredient we needed to make a delicious...
Ooh, we didn't do a recipe, Ela.
She did do a recipe.
Shake Shack, Shake Shack chicken sandwich, yeah.
The Shake Shack copycat.
If you missed the recipe, go rewind about however 30 minutes ago. You'll find it in there somewhere.
I'll send you guys pictures after I make it tonight.
This has gone on too long.
I also want
to... All right, Billy, wrap it. Wrap it, Billy.
I was going to say, okay, no, but that's the thing. Since we seem to all have things that we still want to talk about or things that we want to push, I feel like we can do like a lightning round where we all have one final thought for the day that we can do, right? So if you want, I'll kick it off. I'd like my final thought to be a homework assignment for everyone and see if you guys want to do this. I want to recommend for you guys next week. This is something Allison recommended to me. I'd like you guys, if you have time, to check out Selling Sunset on Netflix. It is so ridiculous. It's basically, you guys know The Hills. It's basically The Hills, but it is real estate agents in LA. And it's by the same producer as The Hills. And it's people that would be the age of people that were on The Hills, except now. So like Kristen Cavallari now is what, like 35 or something, right? Mm-hmm. These people like grew up watching The Hills, and I'm pretty sure that's why they're doing this show, is because they wanted to be on The Hills. So now they're on The Hills, and it is so over the top and it's so ridiculous. And there's a fight at everyone's big event. There's a wedding, there's a fight at the wedding, there's a fighting at an engagement party, at a bachelorette party. They're constantly fighting, but still are always around each other. They supposedly like each other, but they all hate each other. Charlie Hume's not going to watch this. I can already tell. Eliz, I think maybe he'll watch this. Mr. Krabs is going to like this show. Definitely, I feel like this is right up Mr. Krabs' alley.
It's so good. Wait, Billy, what episode are you on? How many have you watched?
I just finished season two. There's only three seasons, and it's a quick watch. It's eight episodes a season. I'm off this week, so
Lightning round?
Yeah.
This doesn't feel like a lightning round.
All right, let's start this again.
Who's next?
All right,
next?
Lightning round, guys. Let me start this off. Watch Selling Sunset. It's a great show. It's like The Hills, but it's about real estate agents in L.A. Eight episodes a season. There's only three seasons. Boom, lightning round.
Okay, who's next?
Right now, there's a lightning bolt sound.
Oh, what a bell. Okay, E-list.
Mine is not a recommendation or a command. I just want to use my final thought to congratulate Charlie Kravitz on becoming CK1K.
Wow. Congrats.
Congrats. It's a big day.
Thank you all.
Kravitz.
CK1K, final thought?
Check out Below Deck. Below Deck Meds. It's on right now. I love that show. Beautiful vistas, parked in the Mediterranean. All the characters, not very likable. I don't have anyone I root for. Very enjoyable watch still.
This might surprise you because it surprised me. I found out that my parents watch Below Deck. I don't know how they got into it. I don't know why they watch Below Deck, but they watch Below Deck.
It's good.
All right, who's next?
Chunky Dog.
I'd like to congratulate Colin Morikawa on winning his first career major at the age of 23 in the PGA Championship, and immediately dropping the top of the Wanamaker Trophy right off behind him as he tried to hoist it. And I want to say, all you people out there that didn't like Brooks Koepka talking trash, you're no fun. Go somewhere, go to like an old person's home, because you don't like fun in sports.
The freeze frames of Colin as the trophy was falling down were so
amazing.
Good.
Allison, lightning round, you're up.
So what do I do? Just say anything?
Just say anything.
Am I supposed to recommend anything?
I didn't recommend.
TJ Warren's been really good in the bubble. You want to talk about that? There we go. Basketball, baseball, Big Brother.
I love my lava lamp. How's that?
Okay.
That's
fantastic.
Great.
What color is it?
It's purple and orange, but at night it's like a red. It's really cool. I love it.
Mine was my lava lamp from elementary school was purple with clear liquid.
Look at Billy's face. He's like falling asleep. You hate my recommendation.
No, you love your lava lamp. No,
I love my lava lamp, except it did break. So
you know who loves lava lamps too? Zoe. Anyways.
Oh my God, I take it back. I don't love lava lamps. I take it back.
Well, that's as good as place any stuff. Huh?
Should we get him in to talk about lava lamps?
No, please no. Please no.
And hear how his baby's doing.
So we'll talk to you guys next week on Wednesday, huh?
Work hard, be kind, go Cougs!
Yay!